Leviticus chapter 1. And the Lord called out to Moses, and spoke to him from the tent of contact, and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, If any of you bring an oblation to the Lord, you can bring your oblation from your cattle, from your oxen, or from your flock. If a man's oblation is a burnt offering from the oxen, he will offer a male without blemish. He will offer it at the entrance to the tent of contact, willingly before the Lord. And he will lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to atone for him. And he will slaughter the bull calf before the Lord. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, will offer the blood, and they will sprinkle the blood all around on the altar which is at the entrance to the tent of contact. Then he will skin the burnt offering and cut it in pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest will put fire on the altar, and they will arrange wood on the fire. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, will arrange the pieces, the head and the fat, on the wood which is on the fire, which is on the altar. And he will wash the innards and the legs with water, and the priest will burn the whole on the altar as a burnt offering, a fire offering of a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And if his oblation is from the flock, from the lambs or from the goats, for a burnt offering, he shall offer a male without blemish. And he shall slaughter it on the north side of the altar before the Lord. And Aaron's sons, the priests, will sprinkle its blood on the altar round about. And he will cut it in pieces, including its head and its fat, and the priest will arrange them on the wood which is on the fire, which is on the altar. And he will wash the innards and the legs with water, and the priest will offer the whole, and he will burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a fire offering of a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And if the burnt offering for his oblation to the Lord is from birds, he will make his oblation from turtle doves or from young pigeons. And the priest will bring it to the altar, and he will wring its head off, and burn it on the altar, and its blood will be wrung out on the wall of the altar. And he will remove its crop with its feathers, and cast it to the side of the altar on the east, to the place of the ashes. And he will split it at its wings, but he will not separate the parts. And the priest will burn it on the altar on the wood which is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, a fire offering of a sweet fragrance to the Lord.